You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This fall, the MacArthur Foundation announced its annual list of fellowship awards, often known as the Genius Awards. And one of this year's winners is San Francisco-based Jose Quinones. He's founder of the Mission Asset Fund. It's a nonprofit focused on giving immigrants and low-income communities a chance to be visible in the financial market. He says at least 64 million Americans don't have credit scores, and 17 million don't have access to bank accounts. And you need those to be able to buy a car or rent a home or, in some cases, even find a job. So Quinones went back to what immigrant communities do have, the social monetary systems from back home, and he applied them here. How does it all work? Quinones joined me in studio to explain.
And so one of the things that is very common in immigrant communities is people coming together and lending and saving money together. This is a practice that is, you know, that is common the world over. In Mexico, they call them tandas, condinas, they call them susus throughout the Caribbean.
In Sudan, they're called sanduk, which is like a box.
Right, sanduk, right there.
Sanduk.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I love, you know, always learning new names for this thing. But the activity is exactly the same thing, which is a group of 5, 10, 15, 20 people, 30 people come together, and they all agree on doing something, which is putting some money on the table. Or more money in a box or money in a pool, and then they, you know, each of the members, and then they take turns in taking the money out. So imagine a group of 10 people each putting $100, then all of a sudden you come up with $1,000, and then somebody takes $1,000, and then the next month everybody again puts in $100, and then you generate another $1,000, and then the second person gets that. And so they do that in rotation until everybody gets a chance of getting $1,000. So this activity is common, it's been happening throughout millennia across the world. Why? Because when people have no access to, you know, formal financial systems, they create their own. You know, because they need to, you know, mechanisms of saving and borrowing together. And they do that with a sheer, you know, trust, the relationships that people have, the bonds, the social capital that comes by being part of a community. And so people that are, you know, friends, colleagues, co-workers, family members, they're the ones that are usually sort of formed as lending circles. So we sort of recognize that activity as being beautiful, as being awesome, as being like, you know, I mean, just the thing, just imagining the poor people coming together to lending and saving money together, it's just something that it's, you know, that we should all be paying attention. And so what we did was recognize that. And then we also recognized that actually that the activity that happens within those circles is actually very much the same as the activities that we do within our own banks or credit card, where we borrow money and then we pay them back. The activity of paying back is what we recognize as being very similar. So instead of putting these lending circles as some sort of, you know, exotic, you know, different way that people do things, it's more like it's actually very same, which is people are borrowing money and paying that back. But when we borrow money from the bank, that gets recorded and reported to the credit bureaus. And that activity gets, you know, there's a record of it. And then that record actually helps build and improve people's credit, you know, FICO scores or credit scores.
You need credit for everything.
Yeah, and exactly. Mm-hmm. But the activity of people paying into a lending circle, an informal lending circle, does not get recorded or reported. That activity sort of vanishes afterwards. Mm-hmm. So we found a way of saying, well, actually, if we can help formalize that activity by having people sign a promissory note, that promissory note then becomes that document that transforms that activity from being informal to being formal. Is that document that our financial systems can actually recognize and validate, and then and is the document that then gives MAF the position of being able to sort of service those loans and then report that activity to the credit bureaus.
And so then, how does that affect the members of the lending circle?
We've managed close to $7 million worth of lending, you know, lending circles. Our default rate is like 0.7%. I mean, the industry standard in the microlending world, just to kind of give you context to that, is more like 12 to 14%. And so people really are committed, you know, to the program, to paying back. And then we, in terms of impact, we actually see a tremendous increase in people's credit scores. On average, the credit scores go up by like 168 points. Mm-hmm. About 30% of our clients start with zero, and they go from zero to 600, you know, in a span of 10 months. So it's really significant. We've had clients come to our office, you know, for the first time, you know, they see it, they have a credit score, and some of them get emotional, teary-eyed, because it's a moment of recognition. This is where, like, the system recognizes who they are and what they're here for. And again, these are folks that, you know, live in the shadows, that the struggle, you know, in life in the shadows. And so here's a moment of saying, here, we see you, we recognize you, and here's a credit score. You know, and it's truly transformative in their lives. So it's truly impactful, and we're definitely, you know, expanding the program across the country, you know, with more communities to work with them.
You are so invested in this work. You mentioned people coming up teary-eyed, saying, you know, with feeling the financial system sees them and recognizes them. You have been recognized now with this MacArthur Award. What does this mean for you personally?
It's a life-changing event, honestly. I mean, I've been very comfortable, you know, throughout my life. You know, I lived in the shadows. I was, you know, amongst the 11 million people that were undocumented. You know, so I know what that's like. And to some extent, you know, I found freedom in being in the periphery, you know, being in the periphery of society. There's a little bit of freedom to innovate, to fail, to succeed in different ways. But this award just thrusted me in the middle of everything, and so I'm struggling with that, frankly. But I know that this is a good thing, you know, because at the end of the day, what in our core message, what we're trying to say, is that, you know, there's a lot of good in our community. You know, the immigrants of America, we're making America better. You know, and I know that in the future of America is brighter because of what we bring to the table, how we are going to contribute to society. And so I know it's a good thing, but I'm still wrapping my mind around that, but and trying to understand the responsibility that comes with this designation, so that, you know, in the rest of my life, the rest of my career, I can, you know, I can live up to that, but also make sure that we're moving the conversation forward so that you know, America as a country, as a society, will be much better for, you know, for our work.